We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on this Wednesday night. We got a lot to talk about. This email has some guests later on. We'll get you set pregame show for the Sixers and the Pelicans, the opener of the Sixers season. Of course, without Ben Simmons, I have a lot of thoughts on the Eagles with Jalen Hurts coming up later in the show. Some guests, Elliott Shore Parks. But I want to start with a phrase that has been uttered a lot here on WIP over the past couple months, past couple days, certainly. And I've even said it, so I'll call myself out. But a phrase that I think that we've heard a lot. And if you're listening to the station and you know you're part of the station as a listener and a caller, you've probably either said it or nodded along and heard it as you're driving your car a lot when it comes to Ben Simmons and ultimately his exit from the Sixers. Because it's going to happen. I mean, whether it's today, tomorrow, a year from now, Ben Simmons' future is not here in Philadelphia. They're going to trade him. It's going to end. It's just a matter of how and when. But all I've heard and we've talked about, I think Howard might have been the first person to utter it. To me last year, and I think it's become a common thought, and I as the season starts tonight, I don't agree with it tonight. So the phrase is addition by subtraction. Ben Simmons, him leaving, him not being part of the team will make them better just by him not being here. Now, there's different levels to this. I think we realize in the playoffs and, you know, when games really, really matter in May and June, his deficiencies, yeah, just put anyone else on the court, it's probably going to be a little bit better than that. But this isn't the playoffs. And starting tonight, I don't believe the Sixers are a better basketball team without Ben Simmons. Now, I want to make this clear. I don't want him back. I don't think the Sixers should keep him. I don't want Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey groveling to him. I think Morey should have traded him in the summer. I was sitting here a year ago saying, trade him for Harden. Do anything you have to do to get James Harden and trade Ben Simmons. I mean, years ago, I was the guy sitting here saying, I don't think him and Embiid fit. This is not going to work long term. So this is not a I love Ben Simmons and I want him to stay forever type of thing. Now, I'm done with Ben Simmons. But in pro sports, you either get better or you get worse. I don't really even think teams stay the same. You either get better or you're worse. And maybe a month from now or 2 months from now, the Sixers will be better for all this Ben Simmons stuff because they'll have gotten back a guard that could play, a guard that could shoot, a guard that could guard other guards and stay on the court and be a two-way player. And maybe they'll get back draft picks and you know, assets they could use for Daryl Morey to make this team better. Guess what? Right now, they have nothing for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is sitting at home, I guess in his house that is probably for sale right now. I mean, I don't know how many properties the guy has, but he's somewhere right now. He's not in New Orleans tonight with the basketball team. So he's not playing tonight. And as I look at the game tonight and the start of this season, I think we are collectively really excited for the Sixers to move on, just get rid of this guy, get him out of here. I don't want him here anymore. But I don't believe the Sixers are a better basketball team right now without Ben Simmons. 215-592-9494. Look, there are things Ben Simmons doesn't do well. We know that. Free throws, shooting, you know, basic things for a guard. But there are things, even as someone who wants him out of here, that I have to admit, and I think it's only fair to admit, he does do well. Ben Simmons is a facilitator. Ben Simmons does play really good defense, especially on the wing. And tonight when they're going up against Brandon Ingram, who's covering him? Not Ben Simmons because he's not on the team right now. Or he is, but he's not allowed to be there because he got himself suspended yesterday like a fool. And as we look forward the next couple weeks or months, and this could drag on a while. I mean, every insider today is basically saying, buckle up, this might take a while because Daryl Morey has no inclination of just swapping him out for nothing. And he wants to get a star-level player back. And I doubt that's going to happen, but this might take a while. So as we wait for this, guess who's going to lose in the long run? The Sixers. And us as fans. Because as I look at the basketball team, as they take the floor tonight, and we'll do the pregame later and we'll have the starting lineups, I don't believe they're a better basketball team right now than they were when the season ended last year. I don't believe they're a better basketball team with Ben Simmons for nothing, literally nothing right now. And they could be a better basketball team a month or two from now if they trade Ben Simmons for, fill in the name, you know, a competent guard, a nice player, a good player, a pair of role players and draft picks, you know, assets they could use to properly rebuild the basketball team and get the right players around Joel Embiid. That could happen. In fact, I think that's probably going to happen eventually. They'll end up better off. But tonight, let's just put it this way. Start of the season, Ben Simmons is not going to be here, right? He's not going to play. I think there's a 0% chance Ben Simmons is going to play in the home opener Friday night. He's not playing tonight. Do you believe the Sixers are better off without Ben Simmons right now? Like, is it literally addition by subtraction? Because I've heard that uttered so many times on this radio station, and I had to catch myself as I heard it. I'm like, wait a second. I don't like Ben Simmons. I don't want Ben Simmons here. I can't wait till they trade him. This is a debacle that it shouldn't have gotten this far. But are they literally better without him? I don't think they are. Like, I look at their schedule, I look at their team and their win total and their projection. They're not better without him. They're not. Now, you want to come to me and tell me they're going to get X, Y, and Z back? I'll probably say, yeah, that'll make them a better team. But I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about the start of the season. There's a couple months that might go by, maybe more. I mean, the trade deadline is probably around March. I mean, this could drag on a while. And I just don't see how this basketball team goes on the floor tonight and looks at themselves honestly and says, yeah, we're better right now. Like, you can kind of pretend you are, and you can say, we don't need that guy. And ultimately, he's not going to be here. But when this game starts tonight, and when the Sixers start their season, and based on what I feel, I mean, the excitement for the game itself and the excitement for the season itself, not there compared to recent years. Certainly not there compared to last year and what this team could be. But they're losing an all-NBA defender right now for nothing. They're losing a guy that would put in, you know, around 14 points a game or whatever. Not a great offense, but there's something. They're losing a guy that would rack up 7-8 assists and would grab 7 or 8 rebounds and would lead the break and would guard the best best perimeter player on their team. Not there. 215-592-9494. Maybe you are one of those people that have uttered, the Sixers are better off addition by subtraction without him. I don't buy it. I think we've gone overboard to try to convince ourselves this franchise, like this guy could just go home forever and everything will be fine. No, the Sixers have to turn Ben Simmons into an asset, which is why I was so upset last night with Daryl Morey and the Sixers where they're at, because effectively they're hurting themselves. Like, they're cutting their nose off to spite their face right now. To wait out a better deal, to make Ben Simmons sweat this out, to not give in, to all those things, to hope for a better return tomorrow than what they could get today, they're taking the court tonight as a lesser team. Like, the Sixers aren't as good without Ben Simmons tonight or Friday as they would be if he was playing. They're just not as good of a team. He's not a bad basketball player. Is he a frustrating one? Obviously. Is he one that hurts you in the playoffs because of the way the game changes and what you need to do to win in the playoffs? Yes, we've seen it over and over. But in the regular season, players like Ben Simmons help you win basketball games. There is a very important role in the NBA for players that will play a lot of minutes, play defense, rebound, you know, do all those things Ben Simmons does. Like, there's a role for that. And especially in Philadelphia, where we have a star player in Joel Embiid who quite simply doesn't play every game. So, like, there's been many games over the years where Joel doesn't play and Ben does. And he is one of their two best players, and a lot of times their best player on those nights Joel Embiid doesn't play. Now, like, think about the Sixers for a second, you know, and let's play this out. Next couple months, Joel has to miss 10 games, which wouldn't surprise anybody. It's been every year of the guy's career. That means there's no Ben, and that means there's no Joel Embiid, right? It's like, that's it. Like, the team is down if and when Joel goes down for a brief period of time. They're down their two best players. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Sixers are better off tonight, start of the season, without Ben Simmons? Like, is this truly addition by subtraction? I don't think it is. I think the addition by the subtraction can come when Daryl Morey actually gets off his butt and makes a trade. But tonight, when they take the court, I don't think they're a better team. I think they're losing a player that has helped them win a lot of games over the years. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Sixers are a better team without Ben Simmons as the season starts, because that's where we're at. Like, Ben Simmons is not playing tonight. Ben Simmons is not playing on Friday. Ben Simmons is probably never going to play a game for the Sixers again, but it doesn't mean they're getting anything back today or tomorrow. It doesn't mean that Ben Simmons is suddenly going to, you know, turn into draft picks tomorrow. They have to make a trade. The Sixers have to figure out a way to make their team better using Ben Simmons. That's the job now of Daryl Morey. But him just sitting on the sidelines watching from home, there's no way they're a better basketball team. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Let's go to the phone lines. Is this the Mitch Williams? All right, it's the Mitch Williams. What's up, Mitch?
What's up, Joe?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing better than Simmons is. And, Joe, I got to tell you, whoever you're listening to saying they're better without him, they are absolutely better without him.
How?
Do you honestly think you're going to get any kind of effort out of this guy in any way, shape, or form?
No, not at this point, Mitch. I mean, I think that ship has sailed. But I just mean the player, right? Like, he's not a great player, but he's been a good player in the NBA. And right now, like, they've lost a good player, and they've gotten nothing back right now.
Well, I can tell you this, Joe. There is – playing him would do absolutely nothing for his trade value. Nothing. They might as well send him home – and hope he doesn't do anything to get hurt to where they can't trade him because of injury. His stock could not possibly fall lower than it is right now, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, I agree with you on that. But, Mitch, when they take the court tonight, that doesn't mean they're a better team. Like, I've heard a lot of people say addition by subtraction, just get him out of here. And I want him traded too, Mitch. Like, let's get rid of the guy. But, like, the team they put on the court tonight, it's not as good because they don't have anybody in his place.
Well, if you're trying to make the argument, are they a better team with the guy that played for them the last 3 or 4 years during the regular season? Yeah, they would probably be a better team with that player, but that player is gone. That player is so far lost. He is so disconnected from reality. He can't help this team win. He can only be a distraction.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's where we're at. And Mitch, it's pretty ridiculous we've gotten to this point. I mean, this guy, they gave this guy $150, $170 million, and he's just, I mean, he's just been a complete dud. I mean, for what they paid him, for what they thought he'd be, and to where we are now, it's a disaster.
You want to know what he's going to end up being, Joe?
What's that?
He's going to end up being like a hashtag. Just every bad contract that is ever signed from here on out will be called a Simmons contract, because this should teach people you better do your homework on the character of players before you ever give them money.
Well, that's Mitch. That's a great point. Mitch, always good talking to you, man. Have a great night. Mitch Williams chiming in. Well, Mitch is right about that for sure. I mean, the Sixers erred not just that they paid the player, they erred in believing in the player. And nobody. I don't think there's one soul left in Philadelphia that's like, you know what? I'm a Ben Simmons guy anymore. That ship has sailed. Ben Simmons' fan club is gone. Come and gone. We don't hear from those people anymore. They've either turned and they've realized like they were rooting for a bum, or they have just gone away. We don't hear from the pro Ben Simmons crowd. But I can't pretend tonight when they hit the court against the Pelicans, they're better without him. They're just not. Like, and I don't, Daryl Morey can't think they're better without him. The Sixers can't actually think they're better without him. I think it's part of the reason why they're groveling over there to get him back on the court. Because until they get something for him, they're a worse team. 215-592-9494. Do you believe it's truly addition by subtraction? And when that game tips tonight, the Sixers will be a better player without Ben Simmons. I want to believe it. I want to like squint and say, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, everyone hates him. Cool. Who plays defense on this team on the perimeter like he does? Nobody. Who does the things well that he does well? Not really anybody else on this team. They're going to miss him until they get something back for him. It's just, I don't see how they're not worse about him. Tucker, what do you think? Tonight they'll play. The season starts tonight. They'll play again Friday. Trey's not coming any moment soon. So we're going to see life without Ben Simmons, but also without the whatever they get back. Do you think they're better without him?
As of right now, I think they are. Like, I know Ben Simmons offers a lot, right? Ben Simmons is an elite defender. He's a playmaker. He can run the break probably just as good as any player in the NBA. But this might be the first time we see a team truly built around Joel Embiid.
Shooters, right? Around
him? I mean, there are going to be four shooters tonight in the starting lineup surrounding Joel Embiid. And this is the first time that Joel Embiid, a guy who was an MVP candidate last year, a guy who has been a top 10 NBA player the last 3 to 4 years, mm-hmm. this is the first time the Sixers don't have to pretend that they aren't playing to his strengths. Right? This is the first time that Doc Rivers and Daryl Morey can sit down and say, you know what? We have this guy. Let's put four guys on the floor that can complement him. And I think it's going to make a world of difference. I mean, just think back to 2 years ago when they brought in Al Horford, right? And having just Al Horford on the team.
Right.
Really hamstrung Joel Embiid. It really hamstrung this team. They had no idea what they were doing. There was no movement, no space on offense. And now, after he was gone, look what Joel Embiid did last year, and look what he's capable of now, right? Like, having Tyrese Maxey, having Seth Curry and Danny Green and Tobias Harris out there in the starting lineup. Like, I know they're going to give up a lot defensively, especially on the perimeter. But guess what? No one really plays perimeter defense anyway. And if you need that, then you can swap in Matisse Thybulle. Like, I don't think this team is necessarily lacking elite perimeter defense, and it's going to hamstring them, you know, from here on out until they get somebody else in. Like, I do think they aren't as versatile. I do think their size is certainly lacking. I mean, you're going to be starting three guys under 6'5 tonight against the Pelicans. That certainly is an issue. But at the end of the day, I think this team is just as skilled, and the fit is far better than it ever was before.
All right, so Tucker cites the fit. He says, yeah, it is addition by subtraction. 215-592-9494. Is this truly addition by subtraction? Do you think the Sixers are a better team tonight with Ben Simmons watching the game just like I'm watching the game and just like you're watching the game? Because he's not in New Orleans. He's not in uniform. I don't know where he is, but he's not playing in the game. I don't think they are. I think the Sixers are worse off until they make a deal and get something back in return for him. The roster they have tonight without Ben Simmons, I don't believe it's better. I think the addition by subtraction thing is us trying to convince ourselves that, you know, well, we don't need this guy. And they don't, but they need something in his place. That hasn't arrived yet. 215-592-9494. Barry is in West Philly. Hey, Barry.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Barry, what are you thinking?
You know what, man? I agree with you about 95%, but then again, it's that 5% that I see differently. It is addition by subtraction, but not by much. And what I mean by that is, yes, the Sixers are at a loss because they are losing an elite defender, just like you said. Ben Simmons is very good. He can get you some steals. You know, he's a great defender. You're absolutely right. But by him being gone and the mental stability that the team has, the cohesion that they are getting with him not being there, that goes a lot further than it would be if he was to be there and be and playing and still be a distraction. So I got to say, not by much, but it is addition by subtraction. I think that the other thing is, Daryl Morey blew this thing, man. He completely blew it. When he was trying to trade for Ben Simmons and he was asking for a king's ransom for this guy, I'm like, you don't have Harden. You don't have LeBron James. Realize who it is that you're trying to change, that you try to trade. Yes, he is an elite player, well, an elite defender, but he's got, you know, some holes in his game. Come on, man. But his asking price was astronomical. When I saw it, I laughed at it both times. So he's the main reason why we're going through this headache that we're going through right now, because he should have been traded months ago.
I agree, but Barry. But you and I are on the same page there. That you know, Morey, it was a bad situation Morey inherited. And then he could have ended it, right? This should have ended in the summer. We shouldn't be here right now. Barry, I appreciate the phone call. The fact that we're here right now, again, shame on Daryl Morey, because he's putting an inferior product on the court tonight. The Sixers are not as good of a team, the way I see it, as they were when they walked off the court last year. I mean, isn't the objective every year to get better, to be a better team? And sometimes that's internal improvements, and we'll see. Tyrese Maxey is going to get a bigger role and more touches, and I hope the kid has a great season. But you know, your roster evolves every year. And right now the Sixers roster is stuck. And if it was the same roster as last year, you could say, all right, that's about the same. But they've lost an all-star and gained nothing. That's the bottom line. But whatever you think of Ben Simmons, he has had moments in the NBA where he's played well. And he does do some things that help team win. I mean, he does. He's been on the right side of a lot of winning basketball in the NBA. I don't want him here anymore. This isn't my plea to keep Ben Simmons. It's my plea to get other players for Ben Simmons. Like, tonight they'll take the court, and they are down one of their better players. I mean, typically when you look at an NBA game, you say, who are the three best players on each side? Who are the three best players on each side? And then you kind of go from there, and, you know, that will most of the time guide who you think is going to win and who you think the better team is. That's really the way pro basketball works. And for the Sixers, they got a lot of wins out of Embiid, Simmons, Tobias. That's been what they've rolled with the last couple of years, and it's worked to enough of an extent that they win regular season games. And now their three best players are Joel, Tobias, and are we talking about Curry? Are we talking about Matisse? Are we talking about Maxey as a 21-year-old? It's not that doesn't line up. The Sixers need to move Simmons. We all know this. They got to move quickly. But I look at it tonight and say, the whole addition by subtraction thing, I'm not really buying it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Sixers tip tonight down in New Orleans. We'll have the pregame coming up in about an hour. But until then, let's discuss this. Do you believe the Sixers are a better team right now? Literally, addition by subtraction without Ben Simmons. I mean, Tucker's drawn up the spacing in there, trying to think about Joel Embiid with shooters. And I'm just wondering who's guarding Brandon Ingram. I'm just wondering how you take away one of the Sixers' best players and they get better without anything in return. Daryl Morey could have finished this. He didn't. So here we go. Now we get to have the experiment. We've all said it. We've all heard it. Oh, they'll be better without him. Just addition by subtraction. All right. We get to see it tonight. 215-592-9494. Let's say you hop in. A lot to get into. Do you believe the Sixers are truly better tonight, season opens, without Ben Simmons? I don't think they are. I think the roster's worse until they trade him for something back. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.